You've learned by now that I love my morning coffee. But did you know that I never drank coffee until I turned 30? Never had a cup. I thought at the age of 30, I should grow up. At age of 40, I had just been named pastor of a parish in Beloit, and I finally felt like I was cutting my pastor baby teeth at that moment. 10 years later, when I turned 50, we had just built a new church there, and I thought, now I got my pastor molars. This week, I'm going to turn 65. I'm just hoping my teeth don't fall out. Because, folks, for better or worse, I am about to enter the old priest club, which in some circles gives me some credibility, a slight advantage. In other circles, it gives me a lot more excuses, and I plan to take advantage of both of those things. See, but when it comes to being a pastor, that's one thing. But when it comes to being a disciple of Jesus Christ, all we have is credibility. There are no excuses for any of us. The moment we were baptized, we stepped into that role, personally and completely, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. That is our credibility. We need nothing else. We were called out of sin and into the light of Christ. And from that moment on, we entered into the discipleship club. So there is no getting out of it. There are no excuses. There's no maybes. Young and old, men and women, college educated and blue collar, lifelong Catholics, converts to the faith, we are all called to be disciples of Christ. No excuses, no denials, because we are called by Christ himself. We can't deny the reality of that call of discipleship any more than I can deny the fact that I'm getting old. We may not feel ready for it. We may think that's someone else's gig. We might want to delay or pass on the responsibility to somebody else, but we can't. We're already in the club, each and every one of us. Like us, the stage was set for the first disciples by the generations that have come before us. They too understood their call that their ancestors accepted, to be the light to the nations, to lead the way. They knew they had been gifted, selected by God himself. The burden of exile taken away, now it was their turn. It was centuries later when Jesus himself fulfilled that prophecy in his own unique way and then passed on that ancient call to discipleship to his followers, Andrew and James and Simon and John. They were all called by Jesus to become disciples in their role simply to bring others into that love of Jesus Christ, into the circle of his message, into his love as justice, compassion, forgiveness, kindness, truth, to pass on the promise of salvation. St. Paul and the next generation of disciples, they were called no less, perhaps even more challenged, because they were struggling to remain united as one body of Christ. But they did their part, and now it's our turn. If we dare say that we believe that the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is among us, then we need to publicly center our lives around that astounding truth. If we dare to call ourselves Christian, then we must also dare to accept the responsibility of living that faith openly, honestly, and boldly. Because we all know there are so many people in our world today that walk in darkness. They have no relationship with Jesus Christ. They also need the privilege of knowing the light of Christ in their lives, and it is we who have to bring them to that. There are so many people in this world that are so intent on division, whether by politics or race or ideologies, they have no idea what it means to belong, to be one with Christ. It's our responsibility to teach them that. It's our neighbors, the kids we go to school with, the people we work with, to let them know the power of Christ in their lives as that power of Christ has been at work in our lives, so that one day they too might become disciples of Jesus Christ. I'm about to enter the old priest club. I'm getting closer to that timeless moment when I will face God face to face. And he's going to ask me, as he's going to ask each and every one of us, "Yeah, but who did you bring with you, Gary?"